If passed, the Human Trafficking Bill would institute the End Modern Slavery Initiative Foundation. Using private and public monies totaling over $1 billion, the foundation would finance anti-trafficking programs in places where adults and children are forced into servitude. Jessica Green of Coastal Horizons Rape Crisis Center says human trafficking is a prevalent problem in the Cape Fear region.
I think a lot of people don't realize that North Carolina is in the top 10 for human trafficking for many reasons, you know, including that we have a port, access to major highways, which makes us a really transient place, that we are a destination location, and also that we have several large military bases.
Programs funded by the End Modern Slavery Initiative would have to document at least a 50% reduction in human trafficking to continue receiving the grants. Isabel Shepherd, WHQR News.